Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
It was an awesome tour of the town. I chatted with the mayor. I went over to Hotel Baker, ate at some of the restaurants. It was a great day. I can see Eddie Greco, who joins us now, founder of Greco and Sons. I can see, Eddie, why, what, four generations born in St. Charles of the Greco family?
Yes.
And why are four generations raised in St. Charles? What do you love about your hometown?
Oh, it's a small community. Really welcomes its residents. My father migrated here from Italy. I'm first generation, and now we're on my children and to the grandchildren now.
And you run Greco and Sons, which is currently out of Bartlett, Illinois, but obviously still strong connections to St. Charles. And I imagine you view St. Charles as a great place to do business. I know you're part of the industrial development that's going on, too. You're kind of got a pulse on what makes St. Charles a great home for businesses.
Yes, it's a great community. They really support the locals. 2002, our family with a bunch of local entrepreneurs started a de novo bank called SDC Capital. Same group of guys were part of the first redevelopment. Village really wants to, you know, enhance the neighborhood. In the Tri-City area here, I would consider it the most friendly, takes care of their locals. A great place to grow up your children, a great school district. And we've expanded since then. We've purchased Pheasant Run with the Greco DeRosa development, currently building some industrial there. 2017, the same group of entrepreneurs took over the Royal Fox Country Club, which now is considered one of the best in the Tri-City area. So just a great community. They support the locals. Just a wonderful, safe, great place to grow up here.
Yeah, and you mentioned a lot of different kind of business there. You touched on, you know, industrial, you know, sports and activities, the restaurants downtown. It seems like just a really healthy mix of business sizes, which, of course, is probably the best way to grow a town, right? From the bottom up, the top down, expanding out of the middle in all areas.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone within the municipality there, they're on a first name basis, you know, so it's just a wonderful place to be part of. Great to work with. They take care of the businesses in the community, the restaurants. Some of these restaurants have been here for over 40 years, and that's hard in that world to succeed that long, but you know, they stay local, and they really warm up. And it's, again, what is it all about? Taking care of people,
yep.
Seeing the people, and being in front of them. And it's nice to do business with people.
For sure. Greco and Sons, tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah, we're a distributor, currently been purchased by Cisco. We're part of the Cisco family of companies now. In 2020, we merged with Cisco. We're their Italian specialty platform. We're currently in 15 states across the country, but it's we take care of the local independents, and we pride ourselves on working with the independents.
Where should I eat in St. Charles? I already ate a bunch there, but let's say someone hasn't, you know, they live somewhere in the burbs, they've never really explored the downtown area. You got a couple places you like to eat?
There's so many great places, but you have the Zaza restaurant on First Street. The Giamia Group is great. St. Charles Place is an old throwback.
Yeah, and the theater downtown.
There's so many places here. The Francesca Scott Harris Group. Just great dining at affordable prices.
You know, and there is something about that river that makes the downtown just extra special, isn't it?
Unbelievable. It's quaint. In the summer, what the mayor and their organization have done with that downtown. So much fun to sit outside and eat. Safe, such a safe community to live, be part of. What they did downtown with the restaurants down there is phenomenal.
I got to ask, just since you do distribution and a lot of food stuff, last couple of years haven't been the easiest, have they?
No, COVID threw a wrench into everything. But, you know, the independents found a way to survive. They pivoted to the home delivery and doing takeouts. And when you're that nimble, you're able to do that. They did it. They were able to survive. The Villages really got behind them and did that outdoor seating. So that was nice of St. Charles to allow these guys to survive, to get that outdoor dining, where some Villages didn't do that. And that just is a testament to, you know, being local, being nimble, that personal touch. So, you know, we're all blessed to be part of this.
You looking forward to bigger and better things in St. Charles?
Oh, yeah, they continue to grow. We're going to be part of a new expansion. We're going to be building a piazza on the east side, of which we're going to go after some great dining establishments, continue to bring them here, give an experience, not just go to dining. So we look forward to that.
That's great stuff. Eddie, everyone I talked to when I was like, oh, I host a financial show, who should I talk to? They all said Eddie Greco, and I'm glad we were able to do it. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Well, we thank you. Thank you for having us.